I'm Laura Wepker, and I'm here with Zane Hagemeyer from Ohio, who's an American Star Farmer. First off, Zane, how does it feel to be named an American Star Farmer finalist?
It feels pretty good. There's a lot of hard work that's gone into, you know, the project to be able to even get to this level, and a lot of work to get here too. So it feels good to finally be here, and it's a pretty cool opportunity, I think.
Most certainly. Can you tell me a little bit more about your SAE?
Yeah, so I background beef cattle. I summarize backgrounding as a type of beef production that maximizes the use of forages to transition a calf off of pasture, get them ready for a feedlot scenario. So I bring calves in when they're small, right off the cow. I feed a lot of forage, and I sell them to somebody that's going to finish them out and fatten them out. I started that freshman year and junior year. Then I started doing some custom backgrounding for a local farmer as well.
And you touched a little bit about the growth you've experienced over your SAE, but can you elaborate on that a little bit more from day one until now, where you see yourself today?
Yeah, so starting out, I've always been passionate about beef industry. When I was 13 years old, I bought 13 Holstein calves that I had finished out, and I wasn't real happy with them. Starting freshman year, my first SAE project was 20 fat cattle, black cattle, that I finished out, sold, and I still wasn't happy with the profit I was making. I did some research, and I found this backgrounding, and that's kind of where it took off. I started with about 40 head that I bought out of sale barns, and I grew that up into about 70 head, and junior year is when I started the custom backgrounding as well, which is about 80 head on top of that.
And now, what would you say is your favorite part of your SAE?
My favorite part is just I enjoy it. I'm passionate about it. So being able to see the things that I do and see the cattle grow, wake up every day and see all the cattle eating, that's what I enjoy about it. And it makes me happy to be able to be doing what I love every day.
And now, certainly not every moment can be really good. What would you say are some struggles or challenges that you faced while enduring your SAE, and how did you overcome from these challenges?
One of the biggest challenges I had was gain. Average daily gain is huge in the cattle industry. If you don't have that, you don't have profits. So starting out, coming from finishing, I had a lot of highly concentrated, high-energy rations that I was feeding, and I was switching over to an entirely different type of feeding. So I had to figure out the feed ration, figure out what worked. I did a lot of experimenting with weighing cattle and different types of feeds. Currently, I'm feeding ground corn and dried distillers grain mix, and that gets me about 2 pounds of gain, which is good for the type of production I'm doing.
What would you say is the greatest lesson that you learned during your SAE?
The greatest lesson that I learned, you gotta stay on top of things. If you don't stay on top of things, things can get behind you. So especially in the cattle industry, if you have some sick calves, you don't treat them right away, it can knock them back. They quit gaining weight. They don't do as well. If you're very unlucky, you can lose them, and medicine costs a lot too. So I would say just being on top of things is a great lesson.
And now, Zane, how does this SAE relate to your future? Are you going to continue to work with it, or how does that look like?
Yeah, so currently I am self-employed, working full-time on the farm, trying to grow my operation, diversify my operation. Going into the future, I would like to keep building barns and keep being able to build and diversify my operation.
Most certainly. And if there is a younger FFA member that was looking, you know, to get started in their SAE or maybe just get started in FFA in general, what advice would you recommend to them or give them?
The best thing I can say is just don't wait. If you're passionate about something and you start doing it and you start working towards it, the success will be there. You know, the success will come with the passion. So if you want to do something, just go for it and jump full in, and it should work out for you.
No, you cannot get to the big stage without lots of help and support. Who would you like to thank for helping you to get to where you are today?
I would like to thank my FFA teacher, Christina Lawrence. She's helped push me to do all this throughout other stuff like proficiencies in the FFA and the Star American Farmer. I definitely wouldn't be where I am without her today. And then my friends and family that have helped me along the way with my project. I got a lot of support and from my parents and friends, and I cannot thank them enough for all that.
Once again, I was speaking with Zane Hagemeyer from Ohio, who's an American Star Farmer here at the 95th National FFA Convention and Expo. For National FFA, I'm Laura Webker.